Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Welcome to Hoovering, the podcast about eating. I'm Jessica Fostercue. Here I'm joined by an interesting soul for snacks and sometimes full-blown banquets. We share conversation and confessions, not just about food, but about gobbling it up, or if you will, hoovering.
I've started shouting that when I get in the door. It feels a tiny bit more empowered than my family's traditional. Okay, this episode is with the deeply funny, dry, cool, fun, brilliant actor, writer and comedian Michelle de Swart, which we recorded live from 2023's Latitude Festival. But first, some thanks to rain down on you. Thanks for listening and for spreading the news that this is a great podcast to all the other people you know who like eating. I am incredibly grateful. Give it a 5-star review if you haven't already. Make yourself feel nice about everything you've done. It'll give you a buzz. It'll give you a little buzz, I reckon, giving this a 5-star review. It's selfish, if anything, to give it a 5-star review. Why? I don't know what. Shut up. Just ask nicely. Please may I have a 5-star review? Okay, one way if you really want to shoot some love poison right at me, though, is to become my patron. That'll do it. If you don't know what one is, pop along to patreon.com/thehooveringpod and you'll see what I'm on about. From as little as £2 a month, you can get mountains of excellent shit, like exclusive content to run alongside every episode, and some of them are even getting their own episodes early and without any adverts involved, some of those patrons. I know. Also, without them, I can't afford to make this. So, as I said, get over to patreon.com/thehooveringpod and see if you might be able to get a little bit, even just a little bit, involved. This is the last time I will be able to shout at you to come and watch Hoovering live. It's so fun to actually be at these live shows, and as you're learning from this one now that we're about to listen to, it's a big old lag these days between the live show and when I actually put them out. This was recorded last July, so it's best to just come and watch them live, okay? The next one is in Leicester as part of the Comedy Festival on the 18th of February at The Big Difference at 11:30 a.m. with Deliso Chaponda and Hattie Ashdown. And later that day, I'll be doing my tour show Metal at the Y Theatre. That's at 6 o'clock if you're in Leicester anyway. It started. Metal is off. It's one Soho Theatre date in, and it's about to come to near your house, I hope. There are 50 plus dates. It's a giant tour for me all over the UK and Ireland. Please may you come and see it. I'd be honoured. Links to tickets are in the podcast notes or on my website, jessicafostercue.com. Ready yourself now then for this gloriously funny episode, which was recorded in the Listening Post, which is a tent at the Latitude Festival in July 2023. You can't really hear the audience in this because they were very far away and sort of sat on a floor quite far away, but I promise they were there and they were laughing. Ready yourself to learn the proper pronunciation of spud you like? Just ready yourself.
We also need to do a round of applause for our third guest, really, just as important as either of the humans, a Yorkshire pudding like a brick. Yes, it's full of mash and gravy. We're going to eat it and we're going to talk you through our experience like Yorkshire pudding, mash, meat and gravy and stuffing sommeliers. I'm a comedian and this is my podcast and this is my guest, Michelle de Swart. Hello.
Hello.
I'll do a list of things I know about comedian, actor, writer, podcaster. finished?
Yeah, I think that's about it, really.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's lots of jobs.
And I'm just looking at this. I'm
Get cracking. We need to try this. So, you get started. I'll cover this bit. Anyone else already had one of these Yorkshire puds? Yes, a hand is up at the back. Someone going, no! But you want one, I assume. That gentleman's got his hand up there. With a Fanta, you've had one of these? How did it go? Because I've got quite a long drive after this. Everything going to be all right? Need a little rest afterwards. A couple of espressos. Excellent. All right, lovely. Okay, how are you finding that?
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I'm so happy that this was the meal that you picked because okay. I saw someone carrying one earlier and yeah. I was like, what is that? And I won it.
Yeah.
And it is delicious. Mm. Do you remember, like, you remember, I grew up in the 80s and 90s. I remember back then it was all about, like, the ready meal.
Oh, yeah.
And you would get these boxes and it was like... A roast dinner that you can just put in the microwave and it looked great, but it tasted horrendous.
Yeah.
This is how I thought it was going to taste.
It's so true.
It's so good.
I've had an internet stalk of you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, in like a friendly way. And is it true that you've had a job in your past as a washer-upper in Spud you like?
Yes.
For real?
It's a job that never ends.
I got called. I genuinely thought when I did it as a teenager, it was the job title, Dish Pig. I thought that was the job title.
Is that?
It is. It is. Yeah, that's a job. Thank you.
Spadoulikay.
Okay, lovely.
It is brutal because you think if I do a good job, then I've done a good job. But you pretty soon in you realise that like pace yourself.
Right.
More plates will keep on coming.
Yeah.
You know, there's no end to it.
Of course, it's. Spadoulikay, a restaurant where people can get more than one type of spud, or is it like a jacket potato? Do I want to go somewhere where you get just spud?
Well, think of spud as this Yorkshire pudding, right? Mm. It's merely a vehicle. It's the nacho. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? It's to get everything else in.
Right.
So yes, it does spuds as the base, the canvas, but you can put anything you like on top of it. Spud you like.
Yeah. What's the I was going to ask what was the most popular filling for a spud?
Beans.
Fuck me, humans are boring. There are so many things you could but maybe just don't mess with the basics if it's perfect. Does it come down to that?
Wouldn't be my personal favourite. What I would like would be a kind of like Mexican tuna. Okay. And I would like cheese first, tuna after. There is nothing that hurts my soul more than when you get a tuna and cheese jacket potato.
The wrong way around.
And they go, tuna, cheese on top of the cold tuna. Why would I want that?
The tuna doesn't need to melt.
It doesn't even make sense.
The cheese needs to melt.
You wouldn't put your Marmite on before your butter, would you?
Yes, that heckler would over there. Okay, we've got a load of absolute renegades in. Yeah, I also had that job and, well, like washer-upper, but it was in my teens and it was in like a posh restaurant that did weddings and I got in trouble because I would get caught eating stuff that people had left on their plate.
What?
Is that disgusting?
It is absolutely disgusting. You're meant to eat it before you take it to them. You don't eat the food when it comes back.
But what if it was like... say a potato, like a roast potato, untouched.
You don't know it's untouched.
My bosses would say, someone could have sneezed on it, and I'd be like, mm-mm-mm.
And he's like, it's me.
Yeah, well, that's seasoning.
This is true.
They were harder times, I will be honest. How are you with, like, ritualistic eating? Because I think, like, so something like this...
Yes.
Do you have an order? It sounds like maybe from the cheese on the jacket thing. I mean, to me, that's just logic. Some people have got really particular orders in which they need to do certain types of meals.
Yes, and I feel very passionately about this.
Okay.
And if you are someone who eats one thing at a time, I don't even want to be sitting next to you. Like, I've been into someone, been on a date with them and watched them eat one item at a time on their plate, and I've just thought, I'm never having sex with you.
Wow.
Kiss this... goodbye.
Well, it's an indication, isn't it, that they'd really be capable of one thing at a time in other ways as well, which would be heartbreaking. I've watched someone eat and thought, never going to happen, but not because of the one thing at a time.
What's done here?
Just sort of like getting it all over their pace. Going very, very fast, very, very slow. No sort of nuance there.
Understood.
And I also am massively turned off by anyone who's an adult that still eats like a baby in
what
terms
does that
of flavour.
Oh.
I think people that are like scared of vegetables or won't eat anything that isn't like well cooked or as in overdone or will only really have sort of omelettes or only really likes the food their mum's made them.
I see what you're saying. I've got some friends that are very picky eaters and I'm like, we're all in our 40s now. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like only pepperoni pizza. Come on.
Well, you're not living, I think.
You're not living. You could have a kebab. You
and they might hate it, but try it.
Right?
Because I think another thing that happens is, as life goes on, I don't know if you've experienced this, but you like things you used to hate.
I think the olive is the perfect...
Oh, is that your thing?
Well, I feel like across the board, that's most people's things. You don't like olives as a kid, unless you're European. And then... You know, you get to an age where you're like, oh, they sneak in a pizza.
Do you think...
And before you know it, you're sat at a wine bar shoveling them into your mouth.
One after another.
Yeah, like a proper grown-up.
Oh, I loved an olive as a child.
Did you?
But I was made very aware by the adults around me that that did make me... I think the word they used was freak. Audience, did you like olives as a child? Anyone? That is more people than I expected to be making a noise.
It's
okay.
Latitude, isn't it? It's latitude.
They're European. European palates of the latitude audience.
Yeah, they're probably swishing around martinis at 5 years old. You know what I mean? They're a different calibre of audience.
I love it. I want to go back to the more than one thing. I'm now so conscious of... I've got every mouthful I take of this is going to contain every ingredient in the dish. Not just because I don't want to face your wrath, but... I also want you, as much as everyone else, to fancy me. Have you got any location-specific foods which you believe only taste right in a certain place and time? Okay, I want them all, please.
The New York bagel.
Oh?
Yeah, 100%.
I've never had one.
Well, I think it's about like the water in New York, but a bagel in New York tastes different from anywhere else.
Incredible.
Better.
What's better about it?
It's just more delicious.
It's like a kind of magic.
Yeah, man.
What's the bagel? Just sort of plain white?
Well, I mean, you can have any kind of bagel. But well, you can. You can have an onion bagel and everything bagel, which you can never get in this country. My mum's side of the family are Jewish. I grew up around bagels. I used to sell bagels in a Deptford market. So I know about bagels. But you cannot get an everything bagel in this country.
I love it
love
that it's called
money.
An everything bagel.
Right.
Because it's got like all the other bagel types all in one bagel.
Yeah.
A bit like this Yorkshire pudding.
Which, can I just say, we've got a wooden knife and fork, and that is... losing the race with this.
If this because
Yorkshire
this
pudding.
Is latitude, I'm not doing it. But if this was Reading or Leeds Festival, I'd just eat it straight with my face and hands. But because it's latitude, I think there'd be walkouts. Mm-hmm. Okay, it needs ripping, one-handed. This is amazing. This isn't someone doing one thing at once.
I've been wanting to do that, but
get involved.
Well, now
Michelle.
You're doing it.
Life
do
is
it.
Too short. It can't get too cold. I love this sort of food. But it doesn't age well, temperature-wise. It needs to be hot.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are foods that you just can't eat cold?
Chippy shop chips.
Chippy shop chips.
Once they've gone cold,
it's over.
Slugs.
Yeah.
Actually, I trod on one once at the Edinburgh Festival in flip-flops, and I thought I'd trodden on a slug. It was late at night. I screamed. The police came. No, but I did. I went, no! I thought I'd trod on a slug or a snail that had lost its home. And I looked down the relief when I realised it was just a discarded, for some reason, lone chip. They're not normally found in the wild on their own, are they? Yeah, that cold. But if you are in the vicinity of, I'm going to say it, an air fryer... Game changer. Then you can go again the next day, but you can't have it cold. I'll eat a pizza cold. I'll eat a curry cold.
Yeah.
Somebody just retched. That's latitude.
Oh my God. Do you know what I saw my mum do once? And I was like, I don't want to be related to you anymore. She she ate doner kebab meat cold the next day. Grim.
No.
She's a hard ass woman, my mum.
Oh, I think
I was
I like
you know
her.
What? She's here for the fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
That's it.
She's going to survive much longer in the apocalypse than you and me.
Well, yeah, she would.
If she's up for cold Donna. That's one of the true tests, actually. I'm surprised it hasn't come up as a challenge in SAS Who Dares.
Is this the British nachos?
Yeah, what, a Yorkshire pudding full of mushy
sort of
peas,
eating it like
mash,
this.
And some
shredded. Do you know what I mean? It's like nacho vibes, isn't it?
Right? It is. Actually, right? It tastes better out of a hand.
It does.
My thing on the chips, I don't think fish and chips is ever as nice if you're not sat by the sea. I need to at least be able to see it from a window.
You know why? Because the fucking British seaside is so overrated and shit that the only way you can make it all right is by having fish and chips.
Do you think...
I was going to say, I said it. I don't care. I said what I said.
You can open water swim at this festival, Michelle. You've absolutely barked up the wrong fucking tree.
I have, innit? Know your audience,
absolutely.
Right?
Know your audience and latitude, love an open water swim. In fact, I think you'll find I've never felt so alive. Even if it currently is absolutely full of human feces.
You know what? I probably just haven't been to enough.
I haven't been to enough seaside. I'm sorry. Yeah, I think it's funny. That's a new question. That location-specific eating. I think there are certain things for certain times. I was trying to think about this. I really like doing gym stuff, like PE things. Like,
yeah.
In that context, and only in that context, like if you're doing stuff all day, different bits of PE. I really like sweeties, like kind of like, you know, Percy Pigs or Haribo's. Whole rest of life, couldn't give a fuck.
Really?
Yeah, Jenny, if you offer me one outside of that context, I'd be like, no, thank you. Isn't that funny?
Yeah, no, but I understand, like, for me, a McDonald's drunk.
Oh, lovely.
There's no better idea than someone going, should we get a McDonald's? And you're just like, oh, my God. Yes.
Do you have the same thing every time?
Always.
What is it?
I have a Big Mac.
Yeah.
Fries, a Coca-Cola, and a fillet of fish.
Yes! Also, that's old school as an order. You're not fucking about with any of the newfangled limited edition.
No. I've never had a quarter pounder with cheese in my life.
Not interested?
No, don't plan to.
Oh, I think something's happening with the onions in there that I want you to know about at some point in your life, just once.
It's in the Big Mac.
Is it? The tiny chopped up?
Yeah,
delicious. Somehow they're almost sweet.
Yeah. Angel bogies,
angels
they?
Bogies.
Yeah,
what a lovely way of thinking about them. Absolutely delicious angels bogies. You not been tempted by that Big Mac that they brought out that sort of had an extra layer of Big and Mac within it?
I got one by accident, and I was like, "What the fuck is this?"
Were you like too much going on?
I was just like, "This is not. I didn't need more. It's already a Big Mac. I know what I'm getting."
Yeah, I didn't ask for a massive Mac.
No,
it doesn't have the same ring to it.
Exactly.
They can't call it that. It would never have flown, even in the boardroom. Massive Mac. Maybe it would. There's a famous burger called a Whopper. It's an absolute Whopper. I don't think they think about the logistics when they put that stuff in. I think you really know that, like kind of brand people have run out of ideas when they're like, well, another twist we could put on this is just make it massiver. Eventually, like, where does it end? Even when they turned KFC versions of burgers into tower versions, it's the average human hand. It's not comfortable, that.
Right.
You don't want only your fingertips around the edge of the thing. Also, let's talk about the length of the average mouth. How are you?
Let's.
I don't want to. If I'm getting a dinner from that sort of restaurant,
how you go here, you
no
know.
Shade. I'm not getting a knife and fork out. But you're not doing a little squeeze down, a little push down.
Exactly.
Sitting on it, fully sitting on it like a suitcase.
Mm-hmm.
An overpacked suitcase.
Right. Or a face.
What's the most theatrical food you've ever eaten? Have you ever been to a restaurant where they do things that make you think, oh, I'm enjoying the theatre of it?
I went to a restaurant in Kenya where we had crocodile and zebra and a bunch of other stuff that is going to not bond me to the audience.
Yeah.
It was very like, but we are having this, you know what I mean?
That's cool.
I mean, yeah, it was a thing. I was there for work. End of job work dinner. It was like, we're going to do something fun.
I really enjoyed that description of, and we are having this. I know exactly what you mean. Mm-hmm. There are some times where
That also puts you under a lot of pressure to have it.
Yeah.
Right? And tonight, the special thing is... And you're like, oh God, the special yeah. thing isn't rank.
Was it tasty? It wasn't for me.
Okay.
But I did it, yeah. you know, for moments like this.
Yeah.
Where everyone's very impressed. I also had a meal in LA recently where someone was like, I really want to take you to this Japanese restaurant, and like the chef is there, you know, giving you all these like crazy courses of sushi and all of this other stuff, but they're there and I did not like half of it. Like
oh,
half
shit.
Of it was amazing and half oh. of it was like, I'm going to barf in my own mouth.
Oh no.
It was such a weird roller coaster. You know, and everyone's like, isn't it? And you're like, yes. I didn't even want to ask what it was. You know, I was just like putting it in my mouth and hoping for the best.
That's
you know that
terrific.
Vibe, guys. Well, no, some of it was like outstanding. And then yeah. some of it was like, what is this? And they were like, jellyfish. And I was like, none.
What's a jellyfish like? Plastic
exactly
bag?
Exactly what you think. Like, it's...
salty or...
Yeah, you know, like, you remember like back in the day where like your mum would always have a brick of unmade jelly in
yeah,
the cupboard?
Yeah,
like
yeah,
that,
yeah.
but shit.
Oh, yeah. but savoury.
Yeah.
Now you sometimes get a little pot of stock that's like a jelly.
Exactly.
Would it be like,
Yeah.
Too that much.
And a little bit jizzy, quite frankly.
yes. Oh, no.
Mm.
Oh,
anyway.
Dear. No, I was purposefully leaving them for a second on that. Absolutely harrowing.
This is
salty,
nice.
Bleaching. Anyway, this is lovely, though. What a lovely Yorkshire pudding. Have you ever had a patch where you eat the same thing?
I think
yeah,
what I'm going
big
for
time.
There, I mean, also, you were a model.
Yeah.
So, I mean, is there still pressure for models to eat mainly air?
I mean, I'm 42 now, so I don't know. But back then, yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, back then, it was about, you know, it was before, like, body positivity. So yeah. they just wanted you to be, like, quiet and skinny.
Yeah. I mean, presumably that would have involved some eating the same thing every day. But is there any other like, have you ever, out of genuine choice, eaten the same thing
okay.
for a long patch of time?
I can't cook, and I would say 80% of my body is made up of pesto. Just pesto and pasta. Sometimes I chop cherry tomatoes and I put them on it.
Really nice.
And when I'm feeling really crazy, I get pine nuts.
Whoa,
and
I sprinkle
that on it.
That is pine nuts. Everyone at Latitude, they're basically this audience 50% pine nut.
Yeah,
that's a bougie item.
Pine nuts are so expensive.
Yeah, exactly. And when you waste one, when you burn a frying pan's worth of pine nuts,
oh, that's money. It would be cheaper to buy a bag of cocaine and just sprinkle that on your pesto. Do you know what I mean?
That's the only way to make yourself feel better about it,
quite
ironically.
Frankly, yeah.
So then you spend that money again. Absolutely shocking. Yeah, so pesto is your thing that you've had patches of eating the same every day.
Yeah.
I have moments with this stuff. With all of these things, I feel I have a cyclical thing. I'm going to bring it right back to the jacket potatoes. For the last year, I only ever want cheese first and coleslaw.
Oh, yeah.
I only want Sainsbury's Taste the Difference coleslaw.
Yeah.
I've tried all the others, including Waitrose, including M&S. It's not as good.
Yeah.
Homemade, even when the mayonnaise in a homemade coleslaw is homemade.
Who is making homemade coleslaw?
Just me!
Make a dinner.
Sometimes me.
Are
you surprisingly easy. And I tell you what's fun, because you use the egg yolk but not the white, do you want to know a really fun way of getting
it
separated?
Is there egg in coleslaw?
In mayonnaise. In homemade mayonnaise. Egg yolk. It's egg yolk, vinegar and olive oil, mustard and olive oil.
Is it, wait, raw?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah, and you whisk it for long enough and it goes from being this rancid slop
to rancid
mayonnaise.
Slob.
No!
Oh, now you've told me that.
Have I put you off mayonnaise?
Wait, I know it's got eggs.
That's
on
why it says free range eggs, even on the Hellman's one.
Yeah, but I thought it was like, I didn't think it was...
Do you think it was like a dinosaur egg or...
yeah, a Fabergé egg.
A Fabergé egg.
You crack
egg.
It open and there's a little Hellman's bottle
Capri's
in there
screaming.
And you're like... Wait.
Yeah.
Fucking
just yolks.
Just yolks.
It's raw,
yeah,
though.
Just
it's
yeah.
raw. Yeah. But here's the fun way of getting... Your mind is blown.
I thought it was like...
What did you think it was made up of?
All right, you lot are going to...
Okay. You better not say jizz because again, because no. I really hated that.
Because I haven't thought about it. You know, things happen in life. I'm 42 years old. I haven't thought about this. I'm going to sound proper thick, but I don't think it's really going to change you lot's opinion massively anyway. So here I go, right?
Right.
I thought, like, you know, like how egg mayonnaise...
Oh, no.
Tastes like eggs. I thought it was like maybe boiled eggs.
Ugh.
In that made the mayo. This is going to be hard to get over. I'm going to think about this. You're going to need a bit of time now processing that. I had to put that down while I tried to sort of reason with my logic, which is absolute garbage.
I had this sort of discombobulation earlier when I first arrived at this festival and was like, look, I know probably we've got some quite bougie liberal parenting happening here, but why is every child I can see drinking something called liquid death? What is going on there? Only to discover it's blimmin' water. And actually, I've now come full circle and think back to the big old branding people. They've played a blinder, haven't they?
Yeah.
How do you make children and teenagers interested in H2O call it liquid death? My seven-year-old would tank a can of that. That's better branding than whichever twat has invented Prime.
Right. Do you remember in the 90s there was a cigarette brand that was out briefly that was just called Death? It had a skull on the front of it. It was like a black box with a skull
hiding
on the front of it.
In plain sight.
And I remember we couldn't get enough of it. It was like we smoking Death.
Yeah.
But now this is sort of like, you know.
Yeah.
Well,
that's the way to coax people into drinking unflavored water.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Hello, this is me interrupting my own podcast to show off some of my favourite responses to my latest listener question. If you don't know what I'm on about, please make sure you are following at the Hoovering Pod on Instagram or on Twitter/X, where every now and again I ask you a question, you the listeners, and I will, if you're lucky, read out the best responses. And the question I asked was, tell me about a time you expected to eat something, but actually you were eating something else and you got a surprise. Oh my shitting God, have your answers been brilliant/disturbing on this? I'm going to start with Jack Kibblewhite, who's actually my friend, who says, when I was very little, my mum was paying up at the end of lunch in a cafe, and I couldn't believe the owner had left bottles of Coke in the middle of every table, so I took a swig. I styled out the acidic shock and am in fact a fan of vinegar to this day. I love it when ones like that come in because they do something to my mouth. Like I can almost taste it. And I love vinegar, but the thrill and the horror as you deep necked an actual gulp. Oh, especially if you're expecting the sweet fizz of Coca-Cola and you get that. That's the noise for it, isn't it? Right, I'm going to move on to a WhatsApp I've had from Dawn Sinclair. Quite a few answers for this one coming in from the Glasgow area. And Dawn has messaged me to basically dob in her partner Ewan. There are three stories here from Ewan. Okay, first one. It was near his birthday and he had had a chocolate cake. There was a plate on our kitchen worktop and he was excited as he thought it was the last of the crumbs. But instead, it was a plate which we had a wee plant on and it was actually soil. He realised this as he was munching it down. Okay, right, next one. And this is horrific. She says, we both love a pork pie and like to dip it in mayonnaise and chilli sauce, which inevitably mix together, making a weird pinkish sauce. Ewan thought that was what was on a plate. Nope. It was the plate I had defrosted a chicken on. And it was the watery blood. So, I mean, I replied, right, because I actually know Dawn, and I replied saying, oh my God, what was he thinking? She replied again with a third one. She described him as a total fanny, which I enjoyed. And then she says a third one. He once licked dog piss off the hallway as he thought it was coffee. God, too many of these stories. Ewan, stop licking everything. You're a lovely man. You need to stop testing what things are with your tongue, Ewan. Jesus Christ. On that note, we've had a very funny one, and I would say a topical response in from Tom King on X, who says, I once drank this bath water. I thought it was just spunk. Lovely. Lovely little reference to a very popular film at the moment. And we'll end with this brilliant voice note from Amy.
So my husband and I went travelling for 10 months and had a few instances where we ate things that we thought was something else. We were in Vietnam, staying in a very random accommodation in the middle of nowhere where nobody spoke English. Every single day he went out and got himself a banh mi sandwich or two for breakfast from a little stall just at the end of the street. It's like meat and patty and fresh salad, and he said it was delicious until the final day when he saw the carcass of the meat that he'd been eating for 2 weeks, and we're pretty sure that he spent 2 weeks eating dog sandwiches. Yeah, not delicious. I'm so glad I did not have a sandwich from that stall.
Oh, Amy, no, no! Oh my God, these responses have been amazing. There are so many more. I'm going to pick up my favourites, and if you're lucky, they're getting read out on the next few episodes. You guys, you're disgusting and you're brilliant, and I couldn't love you more. Let's get back into this episode with Michelle.
Have you ever eaten anything bizarre in order to avoid food waste? Have you had some odd combinations?
No. I'm a single woman with no kids. I don't care. Just like, nope, that's
so
done.
If you don't want it, not having
new
it.
Day,
full autonomy.
New meal. New day, new pesto. Yeah.
New day, new pesto.
Yeah.
And never mayonnaise again.
No, this is going to trouble me for a long time. I'm going to be thinking about this for months to come. Just like,
you said... You fucking
I love
idiot.
It. I absolutely love
wow.
it. One of the questions I almost always ask on this podcast is, tell me about a time you ate something even though you had no idea what it was, but it turns out you've been doing that every single time you've had mayonnaise. So instead I'll ask, talk to me about eating growing up. Yeah.
So you're not into cooking.
No.
Was anyone in your house into cooking when you were a kid? That's interesting. Did you grow up in London?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what happened then? Did you have siblings? What was the eating culture like in your house?
I just had a mum who's just really like, cooking is a... My mum was a good mum, but she was like, I'm not wasting any more time on this parenting BS.
Yeah.
Like, my mum was someone where she was like, convenience.
Right.
I used to eat smash a lot as a kid, which is like powdered mashed potato where you add hot water.
Yeah.
So I'd come in, I'd be like, "Mum, what's for dinner?" She'd turn on the kettle, and I'd think, "Oh fuck,
okay, it's that."
Yeah. And she'd make dinner in the time it took to make a cup of tea.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Oh,
it was
amazing.
Brutal.
Well, she's not messing about.
Yeah. Even now, she'll be like, "Oh, do you want a curry?" And I think, "Yeah, that sounds nice." And then I hear her paddle off into the kitchen, shimmy open the freezer, and I think, "Oh fuck."
Oh,
she would
pierce
the plastic, chuck it in the microwave, and it would come out the size of a Tic Tac. I'd be like, great. She'd be like, do you want a naan bread? I'm like, yeah, no, we're good. Thank you. Yeah.
And so there was no chance of you getting into cooking?
No. Or,
but you care about eating?
I do, but I'm not someone who's like, it doesn't bring me joy.
Right.
I like eating, but...
Cooking doesn't, but eating does.
Eating does. Cooking doesn't bring me joy. I have to say, I've been eating every meal like it's a death row meal lately, where I'm just like, I'm like, right, I'm done with Chinese. I'm not going to eat it. So I'm going to have one last hurrah. And I do this through the week where I have one last hurrah with each
cuisine. Dinner.
Yeah.
Deliveroo is your friend then? Because that's like a game changer, I think, for people who aren't into cooking. I've got so many friends who aren't into cooking, but actually now that you can get takeaways from incredible restaurants.
What's the most embarrassing thing you've ordered? Because like, when I ordered Pret from Deliveroo, I was like, you need to really have a word with yourself. You just ordered a sandwich to be brought to you on a motorbike.
Yeah, that's intense.
Do you know what I mean?
It's a sandwich.
Yeah.
Was it even like a flashy sandwich?
I mean, yeah, it's from Pret, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true, actually. Sorry.
I have some resentment towards them because I feel like the fillings aren't the same, but the price has gone up. But that's a whole other story. Still, I realised when the pandemic happened, I was like, I am nothing without Pret.
Yeah, fair enough.
I'm nothing without them.
I think about it more than I go to it. I feel like Pret is an ex who I spent a lot of time with, sort of as a postgraduate. Like, that was when we were together and we were pretty, like, loyal to each other. To be honest, there weren't as many other options like Pret around for me at the time that were offering themselves to me within my price range. Now I think of Pret as, like, I have fond feelings. They never really wronged me. There was no, like, cheating or anything. I think it's just sort of an amicable fizzle out. I occasionally think, oh, God, I hope they're doing all right. Do you know what I mean? I hope they're happy.
They're thriving.
But I don't think... I'm going to text them. Do you know what I mean?
No.
So what I'm saying is I don't eat Pret very often, but feelings of warmth when they pop into my mind.
You wish them well.
I wish them well. To the point where one opened in Lewisham in South East London where I live, in a petrol station, tucked up the back of, I'm going to call it a pretty murderous shell. They've got a cash point round the back. Who's going there? If you care for the rest of your life, continuing a tour, why would you go round the back? Anyway, they've popped a Pret in the back. It's not going to last. I'm so happy it was there. I was like, a Pret! That I popped in, sort of made a little video of it for my partner. Still didn't actually buy anything and have never purchased an item there.
The only thing, Marks and Spencer, petrol station.
Yeah.
Okay. Pret... petrol station, don't take the piss. Do you know what I mean?
Too much.
Don't take the piss.
Too much?
Yeah. Wild Bean is like, it's just there, innit?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I was at a party once when I was a student and I thought I was being chatted up by a really fit guy and I was like, I can't believe this is happening to me, actually. This is actually going really well. And then he said, would you like to go for a drink sometime with me? Like, just us. And I was like, really coolly, I went, yes! Yeah, absolutely. Yes, please. Where are we going to go? And he was like, Wild Bean Cafe. And that was it. That's when I realised he hadn't really meant it.
Wild Bean.
Wild Bean Cafe.
Is this code for something else?
No.
You want to drink Wild Bean Cafe.
Yeah. Oh!
But like, No, you just wanted to take to Wellbeing Cafe. This is outrageous.
Worryingly, now I'm reframing it as a missed opportunity.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Quick fire questions.
Donut or pasty?
Oh, yeah, pasty.
Pasty. Me yeah. too, every time. Would you rather drink wee or BO? Brackets, it can be your own.
Wee.
Ever tried eating in the shower?
You know what? The fact that I don't know is probably, yeah.
Yeah. Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Just stick it, lit alarm out.
Yeah. I've definitely eaten in the bath. I've eaten many meals in the bath. Yeah.
I think it's funny whenever anyone eats a wet meal in a bath. Don't know why, just something about sitting in a wet place. It's a funny place to have a soup.
I like eating ice cubes in a hot bath.
Ice cubes in a hot bath. Yeah. I like a gin and tonic in a hot bath.
Oh, go on then.
Worst thing you've ever found is something that you're eating.
Cockroach.
Oh, I'm glad there was a roach on the end of the answer.
it was half a cockroach, actually.
Imagine if you were like, there's a dick in here.
I'd be like, shh, don't tell anyone. I'm keeping it.
Where was that? Was it in a restaurant?
It was takeout.
Okay.
And then I went back to the restaurant and they were not bothered.
What?
Which was the weirdest thing.
Oh, that's the more worrying thing.
A cockroach. I think it was like in a vegetable mallow or something. I was like, there's a cockroach. And they were just like, yeah. And I was like, wait, what?
That's the sort of thing that happens in my anxiety dreams.
It was such a good curveball, though, because I went in there, like,
raging.
Let's go. What are you going to give me? And he was like, whatever. No refund. Another curry.
Oh, did you eat it?
No, but I did go back there again after.
Just
massive outrage. And then I was like, well... And then a few months later, I was like, beep, 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 beep,
to
beep.
Be honest, the way we're going in terms of climate crisis, we probably should get used to eating them anyway.
Do you know what I mean?
5-second rule, yes or no?
What floor?
This one here, that
no.
rug. No. No?
No.
I think that's been brought here. That looks like, for a rug, clean.
For a rug, clean.
That is for a rug.
Your
that
feet
is clean.
Are on it. Yeah. Outside is that we're outside. This is not even we're out. Anyway, that's a no.
You're a no to a 5-second. I rarely get a no to 5-second rules.
Yeah, well,
I once dropped. I was given a. I don't care about port very much anymore. But once someone gave me a really fancy bottle of port back when I liked port a lot, and I was having the last glass of it.
Liked port a lot.
I was born as a very old man.
Fucking hell.
I was incredibly wrinkly even at birth. And
back when I liked port
I
a
went
lot.
For a stage of liking port in my 20s.
Fuck it. No, that was an identity thing. You was like that. You wanted to tell people
on.
You liked
yeah,
port.
Yeah, there was an element of that. Yeah. I used to pretend to like Wes Anderson films and
They go hand in hand. Would you? I'm just gonna have this cigar and watch a Wes Anderson film and drink some port. Wow. Man, you're crazy.
She's so crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was having the last glass of a posh bottle of port.
Yeah.
Dropped it on the floor. Got on... I'm scared of telling you this. I got on all fours and sucked it out.
No. Babe. No. Babe. That's not about the port. Something was going on in your life. And it's fine. Because that isn't... No, that's not about the port. That is...
Isn't it?
I don't... Something was happening.
All right.
And it's fine.
Okay.
It's not about the port. Do you know what I mean? On all fours, licking up port from the floor like a fucking cat in a bloody fucking... Are you... Come on, babes. Come on. It's all right. There's Listen, we talk about mental health now. It's a different decade, different time.
Well, it's the future. Just own it. It was
before therapy, what were we doing?
I've got to get all that port off the floor.
Do you know what I mean?
Before right. self-worth.
It's all right. Exactly. Yeah.
Well, I've said it now. It's best to have it aired, even at latitude.
Now it's time for the big then question.
A new god that we didn't know about yet called Twathed, who's a massive man baby, has a frat-style birthday party for himself. But because he's a god, it's cataclysmic. He turns trees into twiglets, he turns the sea into jelly, the clouds are frozen margaritas, and the bees are ketamine. Yes, I know it sounds fun, but shh, it's not. Because we're all trying to live here, and it's quickly apparent that we're all going to die really fast. Except luckily, Twathed has agreed to not have done any of that, but only if you, and it does have to be you, agree to clean 9 million litter trays out with no breaks, all the while balancing on one of them electric wheels with two little pedals popping out the sides of it, muttering ancient spells made up for you by the writers of Netflix's Witcher for you to remember and constantly do, even though they're pointless and made up for telly. It sounds impossible, but you do it! You're a hero. You've saved us all from a really repulsive apocalypse where we die because there's no air left or sea or anything because gods turned everything into other stuff. And you go down in history as a person who saved us all from that. Your award in the moment, it's like the adulation of all people for all time.
Yeah.
But your real reward is the feast of your dreams. Right. Now, this is the opposite of a last meal.
Right.
Because you couldn't be happier and you couldn't be hungrier. You couldn't have snacks because you were doing all of those spells with your mouth. Your legs were busy,
fucking
so you're
hell,
knackered.
What's the question?
What's your fantasy meal? Obviously. If you were the happiest and hungriest you can imagine being, what would you
now
eat, drink?
Get ready for this. An American Thanksgiving meal made specifically by black people. Yes.
Talk me through it.
Yeah. Just like mac and cheese, like all the all the different meats, potatoes, mash, roast potatoes.
What
just
do the potatoes look like?
Just delicious. Just deliciousness. And failing that, I'll get a sweet and sour chicken Hong Kong style with egg fried rice.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can have that as well if you want, because it's a fantasy situation. Where you can't
I wouldn't
get
have
too
it together.
Full.
I'm not mental. But you know what? Also, right?
I've snorted.
Also, what you was talking about in like the first option is a lot of people being able to take ketamine for free.
Yeah. You'd keep that in, would you?
Well,
that would be the one bit of the party he was allowed
I
to do.
I don't know if they would
I don't
notice,
know if you should swap it for bees, because we need them.
Yeah, cheers. Good point.
It's wasps.
Fair.
Job done. Brilliant, brilliant answer, thank you. You have got your own whole sitcom coming out.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Spent, and it'll be on BBC Two.
That is so exciting. Thank you so much for coming out. Enjoy the rest of your time at the Latitude Festival. Take care, good night.
Hoovering Podcast.
Just a full-blown argument at the end there, wasn't it, really, by the end? Been ages since I've done one like that. Fun. Thanks so much if you came in person. I think we made a lot of slightly posh new friends that day, and we loved each and every one of them. Angels bogeys. That's gone into my memory forever as one of those random things I can still remember, even when I'm so old I don't know my own name. I've just been muttering in a corner with some knitting. Angels bogeys. And my word, did that mighty Yorkshire pudding sit heavy on my... Well, just sat heavy, actually, for many hours after recording. I hadn't properly thought that one through, but it was yummy at the time. Michelle's Instagram is brilliant and full of clips of her very funny stand-up. Make sure you're already following her, at Michelle DeSwart. And yeah, how flippin' exciting about her sitcom series. It's called Spent. And keep your eyes peeled, because I think it must be coming out sometime pretty flippin' soon now. Watch her series Spent. Come and see Hoovering Live in Leicester on the 18th of February. Come and see me do stand up on tour with my new show Metal. And also, mainly, obviously, most important thing, keep listening to Hoovering and know that I love you for doing so.
Follow us on social media at The Hoovering Pod. I'm on at Jessica Fostercue. Send us voice notes, pictures, WhatsApps to 07462 855 271. Email us, thehooveringpod@gmail.com. I'll be storing all your beautiful offerings up and discussing them in future episodes. Keep an eye on our social media for any specific questions and topics that we'll be asking you to contact us about. Links to everything interesting mentioned today are, as ever, in the podcast notes. Hoovering is presented and created by me, Jessica Fostercue, and it was produced by Laura Grimshaw. Until in 2 weeks, happy hoovering.